And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Good evening, everyone. You're tuned into Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. This is Eli. For this episode, we have turned over the turntables to Chuck, who's very generously donated to the MRR Archive Project. Chuck comes to us from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. He's in town, San Francisco, doing the San Francisco visit in the most maximum rock and roll possible way. He has come in to record the radio show. We've hooked him up with the microphone, two turntables, a burrito, and a beer on us, and he's going to take you away with a few selections. So while we get him in here, do you want to introduce what you are about to play for us?
Sure. The first track's from a band called Killer Sheep. They're from my hometown of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Illusion.
That was Blood Farmers with Cranked Up, band and a track I've never heard of before, but it was cool to check out. Before that, we had Caustic Christ with Doesn't Anyone Want to Impress Jodie Foster Anymore? Before that was the No Talents with Easy Girl, and before that, Killer Sheep with Pawns. And to start off the next chunk, it's going to be a band called Half-Life, and the song's called Consider the Alternative.
Is she not real? Yeah.
right, that was Chromosome with Paranoid, and before that was Bombs Away by the Motards, and before that was the Barbed Wire Dolls with Killing Me, another Pittsburgh band, and before that was another Pittsburgh band. See a trend here? Half-Life, Consider the Alternative, classic Pittsburgh punk right there. Anyway, we're going to start the next one off with Ausrotten, and the song's called This Is Brainwash.
Brainwash, 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 brain
All right, you heard Scared of Shaka with the song Automatic. Before that was a song called You're Done by LS Dogs. And before that was Pink Lincoln's with Cotton Mather. Before that was Os Rotten, This Is Brainwash, and Secret Police, Secret Army. So you got two for one there. The next track is by a band called Steel Miners, and it's called What Can You Do?
Yeah.
That was Violent Society with In Crowd. Before that was the Little Bunnies. It was supposed to just be the song Carrot Juice Stomp, but my poor eyesight in this pink vinyl, I couldn't figure out where the song actually ended, and it was pretty entertaining to me. I don't know about all Yin's guys. So I let it play the whole side, and because of the funky green tape around the edges, I can't completely make out the titles, but I think it is Hop, Fight, and F*** Bunny is the second song. That's what it looks like. And before Lil Bunnies was Teen Generate with a track called Get Me Back. And before that was another old Pittsburgh garage band called the Steel Miners with a song called What Can You Do?
Hey there, this is Sam. Chuck's been kind enough to let me play a tune on his show. You might recognize my voice. I fill in when DJs can't make it. I'm going to play a song from my youth. This is Screeching Weasel with Dingbat.
BD, you know what that means, Ian?
BD. Now wait, don't tell me. I know it's someone's initials.
Right, you ask a dingbat a question, you get a dingbat answer.
Yeah.
Okay, that was... Who was that, by the way? TV Freaks, with a song called D-Y-O-T. And before that was D-R-I, off their new 7-inch called Against Me. Yes, that D-R-I. And before that was another Pittsburgh band called Submachine, with a live version of a song called She Things, off the VML Live 7-inch from years back. And then Sam started off the set with Dingbat by Screeching Weasel. I want to say thank you to Sam for helping me with this show. It's probably been a mini nightmare for him and my terrible, terrible DJing skills.
It hasn't. Been a pleasure.
And also to Siobhan and Grace and Eli for all their hospitality, letting me look through the records. For the burrito, which was excellent, by the way. I'm not a big Mexican food guy, but that burrito was really good. Thanks, Eli. So, do you have anything else to say?
You did a great job. Thank you for coming through.
Well, thank you. I appreciated it.
Oh, well, who should we look out for in Pennsylvania?
I would say, oh, geez, right now, I think Killer Sheep is a great band. They've been around a few years, but they're one of the newer ones. But they're terrific.
Philly's got a good scene, right?
I guess so. I don't go over Philly too often. I actually go to more to Cleveland than I do to Philly. But, yeah, I keep hearing things too. I heard a few songs from a compilation. I can't remember the name of it. I think I read about it in Maximum. And, I checked that one out online and listened to it, and it was pretty good. It was like a compilation of various new or current Philadelphia bands. Let's see, what else? I think that's it. Yeah.
What's the story behind your last song?
The last track is by a band called ZZZ Hacker. I've never heard of them. I believe they're German. And this is from the early, about 83, 84. And the reason I picked it out was because when I was scrolling through the archives that's, you know, on the computer now, I picked the very last band listed alphabetically that was before all the compilations. So this was the last band, and I figured, you know, I'll end my set with the very last band alphabetically from the archives. And they're called ZZZ Hacker, and I'm going to screw this German up, but the song's called Zoom Gertburstag.
Maximum Rock and Roll Radio.
We really enjoy being able to bring you the best DIY punk rock
from around the world every week for free.
If you liked what you heard, why not donate to ensure we can keep the music coming to you?
Donating is easy and tax deductible. Go to our website,
MaximumRockandRoll.com,
and click on the donate button.
Yes! God, I'm so stoked!
For more information about this radio show, check out our website,
radio.MaximumRockandRoll.com.
Email us requests or comments, radio@MaximumRockandRoll.com.
If you'd like to be considered for review in the magazine or play on this radio show,
send 2 copies of vinyl or 1 copy of CD-only release and your cassettes
to MRR P.O. Box 460760, San Francisco, California,
94146
in the U.S. of A.
Maximum Rock and Roll Radio is edited by Kalu, and we have a clean version of the show available thanks to John Carnes.